Turn on the TV and you can find shows about flipping properties. But in a moment, we'll take you to meet a man who wants to flip your town. His mission is to help America's small towns come back to life. His recipe for making it happen is next on this edition of The American Countryside.
Get the information that's critical to your business success. USDA and legislative policy, farm income, market trends, labor supply, crop and livestock production forecasts, all included with your subscription to the Agriculture Letter, now from Farm Journal Media. The Agriculture Letter reveals the latest outlook for agriculture and agribusiness, giving you trusted insight into what's ahead. And you can subscribe today at the special rate of $99 for 1 year. Visit theagricultureletter.com today to get started. For less than $9 per month, you'll learn what will happen next for producers, processors, shippers, suppliers, vendors, and lenders in the ag industry with two jam-packed Agriculture Letter issues each month. You'll receive accurate crop and livestock forecasts, the latest policy updates, commodity markets outlook, and much more in every issue. Visit theagricultureletter.com to subscribe today at the special $99 offer. That's theagricultureletter.com.
Ron Drake began his career in drywall work. Today, he's purchased or flipped many homes in his lifetime, but he found a great need to help small towns revitalize their old downtown buildings. The biggest challenge, he says, is not finding the financing to do the work.
Ironically, the biggest challenge a small town has is a psychological one. It's a mental one. I often say that downtown restoration is not brick and mortar. It's the restoration of the mind into believing that it's possible in your town.
Ron authored the book, Flip This Town, where he talks about his work with small towns in the Midwest.
We have to understand that in these smaller towns, there's still a lot of people in town that can remember the exodus of their downtown. They can remember watching their downtown die. That's very difficult to erase into believing that your downtown can come back to life.
Not only does he work to restore those buildings and help bring businesses into those spaces, he's been showing small towns that people do want to live there.
The thing that the time that surprised me, but is now one of my primary focuses, is there are two-story buildings and we put in residential spaces upstairs. And nobody thought that residential would work in downtown Silent Springs. We're too small. Who's going to want to live there? There's nothing to do.
The residential spaces filled up quickly, and Ron just kept creating more on the second levels of those downtown buildings.
What the residential thing does is it brings life downtown. I say the best way to bring life downtown is bring lives downtown.
He says it's true for towns as small as 3,000 people that he's worked with. We'll continue our story with Ron next time as we travel the countryside. In Siloam Springs, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.